Thank you, Sarah. Our final batch of stories include a beloved city tree is for the chop. There is a bid to restore a 19th century building to its former grandeur. And Too Cool for School, an amazing ice sculpture thrills city pupils.
A much-loved tree, which has stood for around 100 years, faces the chop as part of efforts to protect a 15th century church. The historic Tree of Heaven outside St Peter Hungate in Princes Street will come down after being diagnosed with ash dieback disease, a highly destructive infection which can put a tree at risk of collapse. The City Council said it had been monitoring the situation for several years and made the difficult decision to fell it due to its proximity to a historic building and the risk to the public from falling branches. The branches were subsequently cut back to ensure public safety, but it is currently unclear as to when the tree will come down.
A street food business that serves award-winning chicken wings has secured a second pitch outside a Norwich pub. Just Winging It now has a residency at the Whalebone pub in Magdalen Road, and its other trailer is based at the Lady of the Lake pub in Alton Broad. The business began as a bricks and mortar restaurant on Lowestoft's Claremont Pier in May 2022. It then relocated to Regent Road in the Suffolk seaside town in December that year. However, owner Joe Pybus, 30, who is also a DJ, switched up the business model in May 2023 and decided that going mobile was the way forward. Since then, and without restaurant overheads to worry about, Just Winging It has taken flight, and it now has two trailers. He runs the business with his partner, Annie Leavis, 27, who is affectionately known as Mrs. Chicken. Last summer, Just Winging It also won the Judge's Choice Award for the Best Barbecue Wing at Wing Fest in Manchester, known as the Olympics for Chicken Wings. The menu includes chicken wings, boneless bites and cauliflower wings, with a choice of sauces, chicken burgers, steak burgers, loaded fries, loaded hash browns and halloumi fries.
Plans to convert a former hostel dating back to the 19th century into a pair of swanky new homes have been approved. The Grade 2 listed Carrow Hill House will be restored from disrepair to its former grandeur after a city council gave the green light to turn the site into two large semi-detached villas. Norfolk-based property developer Ilex Homes has designed each home to be three stories in height, with a kitchen, dining and living room on the ground floor. The first floor would feature three bedrooms, a balcony and a bathroom, while plans for the second floor include a fourth bedroom, a bathroom and loft storage. Changes to the building would include the alteration of doors, windows and chimneys. An extension would also be built on the north elevation of the site. Planning documents submitted by Ilex claim all physical changes to the site will be sensitive to its historical importance. The building has become derelict since it was last used as a hostel for rehabilitation and support of the homeless in 2013. Formerly known as the Wilderness, the building is surrounded by trees and stands alongside Black Tower and some remains of the city walls.
Local beer enthusiasts have expressed their optimism over the future of a 250-year-old pub. The Norwich branch of the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA, remains hopeful the former number 12 in Farmers Avenue can once again become a hotspot for drinkers, despite its uncertain future. Plans have been resubmitted to convert the former boozer into a seven-bedroom boutique hotel. But the space is also going up for auction next month with a guide price of between £250,000 and £300,000, casting uncertainty over its future use. CAMRA, which objected to the initial plans for a hotel in 2020, has now said it is hopeful any transformation would include a space for real ale drinkers. We would rather it be used as a facility for the public rather than it being turned into accommodation, said Jenny Bark, Norwich CAMRA Press and Publicity Officer. A hotel still has the potential to sell real ale behind a bar, so these plans don't make us feel like we've lost our fight to keep it as a community space. Rather, it feels like it's taken its natural course. Thurston Estates received planning permission in March 2020 to convert No. 12 into a seven-bedroom hotel. However, work was delayed due to the COVID-19 lockdowns and the three-year time limit to start the project subsequently expired. Camera initially launched an appeal to the City Council in 2020, arguing it would rather see that attempts are made to reopen the pub rather than a conversion to a hotel.
Pupils at a Norwich school have been thankful for this week's cold snap after watching on as a spectacular ice sculpture was created for them. Town Close House, an independent preparatory school in Norwich, teamed up with sculptor John Bolton as part of a topic studying water. The intricate frozen fish artwork even saw John use a chainsaw, much to the excitement of the youngsters from nursery age up to year two. The older children even got some hands-on experience chiselling ice themselves, with John from West Sussex-based Ice Agency, which has been creating ice sculptures for 20 years.